Dear Cheap Astronomy, why did the universe inflate? To coin a phrase, in the beginning, there was inflation. Within a tiny fraction of the first second, the volume of the universe expanded exponentially, apparently by a factor of 10 to the 78th power, equivalent to something of 1 nanometer in length, expanding to nearly 11 light years in length. This is not to say the early universe had a radius of 11 light years at the end of inflation. We don't really know how big the universe was then, since we don't really know how big the universe is now. If we wind the clock back 13.8 billion years, our observable universe was maybe a soccer ball in size, although other estimates are between a grain of sand and a volume with the diameter of a skyscraper. In any case, compared to what it is now, the post-inflation universe really wasn't that big, although it was vastly huger than its proposed beginning at an unimaginably tiny quantum scale. It's important to acknowledge all this is totally hypothetical, since our earliest observable information about the universe's past comes from the cosmic microwave background, which was emitted when the universe was really becoming universal in scale at 380,000 years of age, when it had an even temperature throughout of 3,000 Kelvin. Now, 13.8 billion years down the track, we can still see that even temperature everywhere we look, even though it's now reduced to 2.7 Kelvin. And we also find everywhere we look that there's galaxies and clusters and superclusters of galaxies, which all have a similar composition, density, distribution, and age. It's this remarkable consistency throughout the universe that lends credence to the idea that the very early universe must have gone form, inflating faster than light, from quantum to macro scale within a split second, leaving no time for anything to clump, skew, or misalign the outward spread of the early universe's contents. It is just a hypothesis, but it's a hypothesis that seems to fit the data, so until something better comes along, it's the best we've got, and so is currently considered a fundamental part of our standard working model of the universe. Of course, this makes inflation, and the reason for it, yet another unknown in our standard working model that's already full of unknowns, notably dark energy and dark matter. Our understanding of particle physics leads us to the conclusion that the reason the cosmic microwave background was released in one big flash was because the universe became cool enough for it to do so. That is, at 3000 Kelvin, which is the minimum temperature at which protons and electrons can combine to form atoms. So, above 3000 Kelvin, you have a plasma-filled universe. Below 3000 Kelvin, hydrogen atoms can form, allowing all the photons that had been caught up in the plasma to shoot off in a straight line in one big flash. So, as hypotheses go, this one is quite plausible. The cosmic microwave background certainly looks like the long-cooled remnant of one big universal flash, and in a laboratory, we can replicate protons and neutrons combining to form hydrogen atoms out of plasma that's cooled down to 3000 Kelvin, and then reverse that again by raising the temperature above 3000 Kelvin. But from there, establishing the universe's earlier history requires a lot more supposition. From particle accelerator experiments, we know that at even higher temperatures, particles will break down further into quarks, and on the basis of such data, we propose that if there really was a big bang from a single point, followed by a split-second inflation of space-time, and then a steadier period of expansion, then it should have taken 380,000 years for the early universe to get big enough to cool down to 3000 Kelvin. So the Big Bang is really a hypothesis built on a hypothesis, where the only real data we have, and are ever likely to have, is the cosmic microwave background, which is not so much an echo of the Big Bang but instead is the first observational data we have of a universe that was already well established, although it was a much smaller and hotter universe than the one we live in today. So it is always best to think that we have a current working model of the universe, given the substantial changes in cosmological thought we've seen over the last century. It's not unreasonable to assume our current working model of the universe lies somewhere between being a bit wrong and being really quite wrong. But hopefully, it's just a bit wrong.